So what about Fairfax's charter of editorial independence? One of Gina Rinehart's closest allies is the Sydney media proprietor and former Fairfax board member, John Singleton. He's supporting Ms. Rinehart's bid for seats on the Fairfax board and believes that as a major shareholder, she should be able to have editorial input. He did, however, raise concerns that Mrs. Rinehart might need to brush up on her knowledge of the media business. John Singleton is speaking here with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
John Singleton, does Gina Rinehart deserve a seat on the Fairfax board?
Well, she owns almost 20% of the company, and go to Conrad Black, the robber baron from Canada. He bought 15% of the company in full control, had all the board seats. So I guess if Gina was a Canadian and a robber, a baron and no track record, no money, she'd be welcome, but she's too successful.
The Fairfax board appears prepared to offer two boardroom seats, but on the condition that she makes no editorial interference at all. Do you think that they're acceptable terms?
I think some editorial interference would have made the papers more readable in the past, don't you? Their desire, in fact, hired by the CEO, who is hired by the board.
But what about the long-standing charter of editorial independence at Fairfax? Wouldn't Gina Rinehart have to abide by that?
That Fairfax independence was written by Sir Selman Cohen when I was on the board. It was just one of those oil-on-trouble-water things that no one understood. Sir Selman was very proud of, and the journalists didn't know how to say it. No to Sir Selman, even though they didn't know what he was talking about, so it's really... If you read it carefully, it's double dutch.
Do you think, though, that surely Gina Rinehart should represent all shareholders if she gets board positions on the Fairfax board in addition to her own?
Yeah, she would represent, say, 20%, close to, of the board being her. And the other directors represent basically no percent of the shareholders. They don't stand to gain or lose. They can make horrendous mistakes and not suffer any financial penalties.
Do you think that Gina Rinehart will make a full takeover offer for Fairfax Media?
I'm in no position to know that whatsoever.
Do you think that she would make a better proprietor?
I'm biased. I've known Gina since she was a little girl and I was very close to her dad. I think the piece that she wrote for Circulation to All Media on Saturday about Australia's crying need for employment in the face of all the unemployment we have, and with all the people stuck in refugee camps clamouring for freedom and for work, it was a wonderful piece of work. And why that wasn't run by the Herald or the telly, Gina Rinehart exclusive, I have no idea.
Do you think that if Gina Rinehart makes board positions at Fairfax or ultimately takes over the company, that she should have the right to hire and fire editors and senior editorial staff?
Oh, yeah. I think anyone who owns any business has the right to do that, because you can't be held to ransom by your employees, particularly if it means that you're going to lose money.
Do you think that given what is happening to Fairfax Media at the moment, that Gina Rinehart could be in a position to save it?
Yeah, I don't know whether Gina, her representatives on the board or management know enough about the transfer of news to telephones and iPods and iPads and so forth. Whether or not Gina is that person, I can't tell you about it, because I know Gina well personally. I don't know how well she's maintained her skill set in a new world.
Do you think that Gina Rinehart would need to learn more about the way that newspapers or the media operates before she could take on an influential position in a company like Fairfax?
And we're all going to have to do that, me included, buddy. Yeah. And you too, probably.
The media proprietor and former Fairfax board member John Singleton speaking there with AM's business editor Peter Ryan.